Hello, and welcome to another episode of IBM Says What. I'm one of your hosts, Prerna Kalapatapu. I'm a brand sales specialist intern.
And I will be your other host. My name is Mark Sibaha. I'm a brand sales technical specialist intern as well this summer at IBM.
And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Charles Robinson. Charles is the public sector leader for IBM Quantum Computing and the worldwide leader for the Quantum Safe team.
Yes, thank you so much, Charles, for joining us this evening. Right off the bat, we would love to, you know, please tell us about a little bit about your background.
I joined IBM in 2007, and I've been at IBM here around 13 years or so. I'm a retread, so I came back to IBM to work on a quantum team in 2019, and I've been a part of the quantum teams up until this January, where we moved our group into the IBM Research Security brand. I've spent 30 years in the intelligence community, primarily building intelligence community systems, and have multiple roles throughout that journey on sales, engineering, program management, and I've been very fortunate to work with some amazing people here at IBM.
Can you give us a little bit more background about what Quantum Safe is and why it would be critical for IBM Z systems?
So Quantum Safe is a notion that you can protect your existing assets from the threat of quantum computers. Like in any new technology, quantum computing has a great promise to solve some of the world's biggest challenges. But with opportunity, there are risks and sometimes threats. And so one of the challenges using Shor's algorithm is that you can crack public key cryptography. And because of that, IBM decided to create a quantum safe program in which we are building tools and capabilities as well as cryptographic algorithms that can go into existing systems to protect against quantum computing.
That's great. I would love to, you know, as a brand technical specialist, love to go into the nitty gritty. You know, what are some of the key features and capabilities of Quantum Safe, and what sets us apart from other solutions that from other markets?
So a couple of things. IBM has probably one of the most comprehensive Quantum Safe portfolio of tools. We have tools that we've developed on the open system side, Quantum Safe Explorer, Guardium Quantum Safe, and Quantum Safe Remediator. But we also have tools that we've built on the Z platform. And those tools we'll go over a little later. But suffice it to say that what differentiates IBM in this space is our cryptographic research on creating post-quantum cryptographic algorithms and the deployment of those algorithms and the tooling associated with identifying cryptography in your assets to be able to remediate those platforms.
Awesome to hear about that. Yeah, IBM's research is so robust and so deep. I'm really curious to also hear about the post-quantum cryptography tools that work specifically on Z that you were just mentioning.
So the crypto inventory architecture on Z helps clients prepare for the quantum era. And it helps you identify weak cryptography algorithms or weak algorithms that that could be susceptible to the attack of a quantum computer with Shor's algorithms in the future. And so one of the tools that the Z platform has is the IBM Application Discovery and Delivery Intelligence tool. And it works against the ZOS source code. And it is configured to search through source code run on Z for cryptography that needs to be remediated. And you can set it up as crypto as a service. It looks, it identifies associated job name and crypto services on the Z platform and the algorithms that are being used. So it is one tool that runs in a distributed x86 platform. And it actually scans source code on the Z mainframe, the ZOS. Another tool is the CAT database, and it allows to a viewer to see the actual crypto services that are running. It's called the crypto analysis tool, and it contains all key label attributes, which allow the identification of weak keys on a Z platform. There's another tool called the performance tool, and it's exactly what it says. It looks at the performance of cryptographic artifacts on Z. And so there are some emerging tools as well coming out on Z to tie all of these up in one single pane of glass. So those are the primary applications, CAT tool. But we also have the SMF records, which is a staple on Z, which kind of keeps all of the crypto usage statistics in a control format that each of these tools leverage. And so they under that SMF record, ZOS SMF record underpins the CAT tool and the actual ADDI tool.
I see. Well, speaking of mainframes, like you mentioned, as an expert in quantum, what impact do you see quantum safe having on the mainframe industry in the long run?
So we just announced the Z17. We unveiled the post-quantum cryptography algorithms, and those include Crystals Kyber, Crystals Dilithium, and Falcon. We also have had those algorithms standardized by NIST back in August. And so those key sizes today traditionally are a little bit longer than the ones that we used in the past. And so the Z is important in a few ways. One, most of the algorithms are already on Z. It's already embedded into the platform. It can be used as a node to facilitate the journey to post-quantum cryptography for open systems as well as Z. Because of its robust transaction processing, it could be used, and we do have products that allow you to manage keys and do highly transactional key distribution. So it could also be used as a hybrid cloud node to help folks migrate other legacy systems to the cloud environment. So it's unique in that it is at the heart of a lot of our most mission critical workloads. As you know, most of the credit card transactions run on Z, and so the financial systems at the heart of Z are what we had in mind when we were looking at making sure that these algorithms, these post-quantum cryptography algorithms, work on Z. And so I think in general, it is in a unique position to help clients with their migration to post-quantum cryptography.
Yes, thank you so much for touching on the hybrid cloud infrastructure. I think that's something that IBM is so unique in and we do so well. So great to hear about that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charles. Thank you for giving our listeners a little taste of Quantum Safe. And that pretty much wraps up our episode. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, everything. And reach out to us if you have any questions. And keep tuning in to IBM Says What.